Following is a discourse between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Hayagrivadas, on a play about Lord Chaitanya, recorded April 5th and 6th, 1967, in San Francisco.
Yeah, so, the Bharat Sirik is going on, and Kirtan is going on. You can continue for 5 minutes, 10 minutes for Kirtan, and for description of the duty. That's all. That will finish.
Now, the other is a Sakshi Gopal.
Sakshi Gopal. Sakshi means witness. Gopal, that picture, we have brought that big picture, that is Gopal Murthy. Alone, standing Krishna and playing. You have seen that big picture?
The big picture.
Yes. That, a deity like that should be situated in that temple. And his name is Sakshi Gopal. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya entered with his party and saw the Vihara in Gopal temple. Then the story of the Gopal, Sakshi, why he is known as Sakshi Gopal.
Saw Dorothy.
Huh?
Saw what? Dorothy saw. He entered and saw in the Sakshi temple and saw, what did he say?
Sakshi Gopal means witness Gopal.
Yes.
Witness. So how he became witness, that story was also narrated by Nityananda to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That story is that in that village, two Brahmins, that's a very long story.
Now what does this have to do with his temple?
Huh?
What does this story have to do with the temple? Lord Chaitanya has entered this temple.
That's all. But how this temple was established, how Gopal was established, that history is in that story. The Sakshi Gopal means witness. This Gopal was situated in Vrindavan. But to give witness for his devotee, he came to Orissa, that place. That is the significance of this Gopal. You follow?
No.
Huh?
No.
This Gopal was situated at Vrindavan. Vrindavan means about more than 1,000 miles away from this where the temple is situated now. But he came 1,000 miles to give witness for his devotee. Since then, Gopal is situated there. So that story is narrated. So that story should be narrated or what? How to do it? That is the significance of the temple. There was some family quarrel. And Gopal came to give witness, to decide judgment on that world. So is it possible to describe?
I think from a dramatic point of view, if in your third act, if you can't have too many narrations. It becomes very tedious. If you have a narration, someone telling the history of various temples, like in the first scene, now there's a story being told Lord Chaitanya by Yananda. Now in the second scene, he visits another temple, and is there going to be another narration about how the temple was founded? That'll be all right?
No. That will be all right in this way, that the narration should be shortly described in poetry.
It should be short.
And that will be chanted with kirtan.
Yeah.
In that way, you see.
See, the first two acts, there was a lot of action. There was a lot of action. Now third act, and we have two scenes of description. Now, they can be two short scenes of description. That'll be all right.
Yeah.
That'll be all right, I think. So what is the story, short little story?
Our story is there was two Brahmins, one young Brahmin, one old Brahmin, they went to Vrindavan to see Gopal. And the old Brahmin was so obliged to the young Brahmin, he promised to hand over his youngest daughter to the young Brahmin. But when he came back home, his eldest son objected. So he kept mum. Then when the young Brahmin reminded him that he promised before Gopal to hand over your daughter, now you are silent, what is this? So his eldest son said, well, if Gopal comes to give witness that my father promised before him, then my sister can be married with you. So he went back to Vrindavan and requested Gopal to come and give witness. So he came and the marriage ceremony was performed. This is his seventh son's time. And since then, Gopal did not. Gopal means statue. So in those days, there was no transport service. And when Gopal was present, everyone became trapped with wonder. That, oh, that is the devotee. That Gopal has come from Vrindavan to Orissa, more than 1,500 years, 500 miles. So the king of that place constructed a very nice temple. And since then, that temple is known as Witness Gopal. Sakhi Gopal means witness. So this story can be shortly described and chanted with music, and scene of the temple will be seen, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. Our real purpose will be the dancing and singing, a little description.
Yes. Now that, that all of this?
Yes. Then he visited
Jagannath
temple. And the Jagannath temple, you have to arrange, it is very crowded temple. So many people are visiting Jagannath temple. At the same time, Lord Chaitanya also entered, and he entered alone.
How old is he at this point? How old is he?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
At his age, at this
34
point.
Years. It is just after his sannyas. He took sannyas at the age of 24. So he is visiting, after sannyas, he is going to Jagannath Puri. On the way, he visited this Kirtara Gopinath, Sakhi Gopal, and ultimately he came to Jagannath temple. And the Jagannath temple was very crowded temple, because it is always at least 500, 1,000 devotees are always seeing the significance of Jagannath temple. So he entered. And as soon as he saw Jagannath, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and fell down unconscious. So all the people gathered, young sannyasi had fallen down. So there was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the learned scholar of Puri. He saw this young sannyasi is not ordinary. So he asked his men to carry him to his place. And that will be the scene. Then after his departure, he always will come. They will search in the temple that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there. Then one Gopinath Acharya, I think the character is there. Gopinath Acharya.
Is this the...
Yes, Gopinath Acharya, yes.
Is this the learned Brahmin?
Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they were brother in
law.
Bhauma.
Oh, his name is here, yes.
Yes, and
you didn't mention
Gopinath Acharya is also there.
Yeah, all right.
So
Sarvabhuna.
Just note down. First of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the temple. As soon as he sees Jagannath, he becomes fainted and fell down unconscious. So all the visitors, they become astonished that here is a young sannyasi, and how is that he has fallen down? But Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya noted that he is a high-grade sannyasi, so he asks his men that you carry this body, unconscious body, to my place. So his men took away Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body unconscious, and Sarvabhuma also exit. Then after their departure, his party entered the temple. Nithananda, Gadadhar, Murari, all these men entered. So Gopinath Acharya was present there. He was known to Gadadhar, and Gadadhar inquired that, is there any sannyasi who came here? Then Gopinath Acharya said, yes, we have seen one sannyasi. He fell down in ecstasy, and Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya has taken to his home. So he invited, all right, you come with me, I am taking you there. So all the parties were taken to Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya's place.
Friends of Chaitanya.
Yes.
What are their names again?
Their name is Nithananda.
Yes.
Gadadhar.
What's their name?
Gadadhar.
Oh, I see, yes.
Mm-hmm. Nithananda, Gadadhar.
And Murari.
And Murari. And Mukunda.
And Mukunda.
Yes. And Haridasa.
And Haridasa.
Yes.
What about Advaita?
No, Advaita and Srinivas, they were left in.
All right. They're not there.
Yes. So, the next thing comes to the Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya's place.
Fourth scene.
Fourth scene, yes. Fourth Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya meets Sarvabhuma. So, now from Jagannath temple, the next scene is Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya's house. You follow?
Yes.
In that house, Lord Chaitanya was lying unconscious in ecstasy. The same unconsciousness which he got from the temple. So, Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya was trying to treat him with some water so that he may come to consciousness. Now, when his other friends, Nithananda, Gadadhar, and others, arrived there, they told Lord Chaitanya, he becomes unconscious while chanting, so he cannot be revived to his consciousness by any other means. We have to chant. So in the Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya's house, that chanting and dancing began with all the members, and gradually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to consciousness. Then there was introduction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Gopinath Acharya and Gadadhar, and Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya thought that you become my guest, you all of you, and he gave them places. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only 24 years old, and Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, he was old man, about 60 years old. And so by acquaintance, it was disclosed that Sarvabhuma was father, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather were classmates. So Jagannath Mishra, in that sense, or Jagannath Mishra means Chaitanya's father, was relative, brother-in-law of Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. So he took him affectionately and told him, my dear boy, you have taken sannyas at a very early age. So you should be very careful to study Vedanta Sutra from me. Otherwise it will be very much difficult for you, young man. So he agreed. Yes, you are just like my father. So you will kindly give me instruction on Vedanta Sutra. So there was discussion of the Vedanta Sutra between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That discussion is shortly mentioned in the introduction of my Srimad Bhagavatam. You will see it.
Is that the discussion between Sarvabhauma
and
Chaitanya regarding
regarding Vedanta Sutra?
That's in the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
All right.
Then,
there's no sense in going over that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. What is the outcome of this now? Final
the
outcome?
The outcome is that Sarvabhauma was impersonalist and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Vaishnava. Then by argument, logic and everything that is shortly described here, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he became a great devotee. That is the outcome. And it was a great victory on the part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was known as the most stubborn scholar of logic of that time when he became a devotee.
Mm-hmm.
And by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya becoming a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, practically he became victorious in his missionary activities, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a learned scholar in the assembly of the king of Orissa. So the king of Orissa also became a devotee, and many other scholars and big men.
Of Chaitanya's, they all became devotees. The king of Orissa?
Yes, he became great.
Well, that might even be mentioned in this scene. I don't know if you can mention it here.
It is not mentioned.
No.
But
that's an outcome of this meeting, in any way.
When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was meeting the king, inquired that, "I have heard that there is a big sannyasi has come here. What is the detail of the sannyasi? I have heard that he has also become a disciple." So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained, "Yes, he is not an ordinary sannyasi. He is Krishna himself. So far I have studied." So Bhattacharya, he was authority, great learned man, and the king, when he heard that he is Krishna, he also began devotee. All expenditure, all everything was supplied by the king and his officers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many people, all 400, 500 men were visiting it. So whoever would come and he would supply food and place. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began his chanting of Hare Krishna in the Jagannath temple. The same scene is being performed here. Before the Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya is dancing. When we performed the class, I remember that thing. Yeah. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing before Jagannath. Every evening, four parties. In each party, four mridanga and eight kartals. So one party this side, one party this side, one party back side, one party front side. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle would dance, and the four parties would sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. That was going on every day. So long he stayed at Jagannath.
That only happened as long as he stayed there, is that right?
Yes.
Just no longer, they no longer do this?
No, not in that way, but kirtan goes on in the temple. It's it.
Not to such an extent?
Sometimes to such an extent. But he was different personality. In his presence, that was different. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, I would say, deity, is within the temple. The deity is worshipped, and Kirtan takes place, Bhagavad Pad.
In Jagannath.
In Jagannath Puri, yes.
All right. Now, is that all of the fourth scene? Anything else in the fourth
scene?
No,
nothing.
All right. Then that's the end of the third act.
It is the end of the third act. We have...
And this is the fourth act.
Fourth act.
First scene.
Yes, fourth act, first scene.
Meets Ramananda Roy.
Yes. Hello, Pete. So, after converting Sarvam Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started for his South Indian tour. In South Indian tour, before meeting Ramananda Roy, he visited a very nice temple, which is called Vijaya Nisinga. So shall you give that scene? That's a very nice temple. Huh?
Yeah, correct.
Then the first scene will be the visit of Vijaya Nisinga temple.
Vijay
Nisinga God.
I'll get the spellings of these from you later.
I'm spelling V-I-J-A-Y N-R-I-S-I-N-G-A-G-A-R-H. Vijay Nisinga God temple. This is near a modern Visakhapatnam CPR. There is a very great Indian CPR, Visakhapatnam. Formerly it was known Visakhapatnam. So there, near that 5 miles away from that station, there is that nice temple on the hill. I think that the temple scenery, maybe there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting that temple. And after that temple, he came to the bank of river Godavari. Just like the river Ganges is very sacred river, similarly there are four other rivers. Jamuna, Godavari, Krishna, Narmada, Ganga, Jamuna, Godavari, Narmada, and Krishna. These five rivers are considered very sacred. So he came to the bank of Godavari and he took his bath and was sitting in a nice place underneath the tree and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In the meantime, he saw that a great procession was coming, and that should be the scenario of the in that procession, formerly the kings and governors used to take bath in the Ganges with their paraphernalia, band party and many Brahmins and all kinds of charitable things. In this way they used to come to take bath. So Lord Chaitanya saw that somebody is coming in that great procession, and he was told about Ramananda Roy, the governor of and the Madras province. The Sarvam Bhattacharya requested him that when you are going to South India, you must meet Ramananda Roy, he is a great devotee. So when he was sitting on the bank of the Kaveri and Ramananda Roy was coming in procession, he understood that he is Ramananda Roy, but because he was sannyasi, he did not address him. But Ramananda Roy, he was a great devotee and saw a nice sannyasi, young sannyasi was sitting and chanting Hare Krishna. Generally the sannyasins, they do not chant Hare Krishna. They simply sound Om, not Hare Krishna.
What do you mean he wouldn't address him because he was sannyasi?
Sannyasin, the restriction is the sannyasi should not beg from palm sitting man or see them. That is a restriction. Woman and men of palm sitting pens.
But I thought Ramananda Roy was a devotee.
He was a devotee, but undoubtedly. But outwardly, he was a governor.
Oh.
Outwardly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not go in. But he understood that here is a nice sannyasi. He came down and offered his respect and sat down before him. And there was acquaintances. And Lord Chaitanya said that Bhattacharya has already informed me about you. You are a great devotee. So I have come to see you. And then he replied, well, what devotee? I am a palm-selling man, politician. But Bhattacharya is very kind to me that he has asked Your Holiness to see me. So if you have come, so kindly, kindly deliver me from this material maya. So there was appointment of time with Ramananda Rai, and both of them meet again in the evening, and there was discussion about spiritual advancement of life, and Lord Chaitanya inquired from him, and Ramananda Rai replied. Of course, that's a long story, how he questioned and how he replied.
Then Ramananda Rai?
Yes.
Well, is that important? That's the scene about the meeting.
That discussion, would you like to give?
Well, if it has to be rendered in the scene, it's important. You want me to render the discussion?
Really important is the scene that he met Ramananda Rai. Yeah. He came in procession, that was a nice scenery. These things are already complete. Now, so far the talks are concerned, the summary of the talk was...
No, just give me the brief summary.
In this scene, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became the student, not exactly student, he inquired, and Ramananda Rai answered. So, the importance of this scene is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not follow the formality, only the sannyasin should be the spiritual master. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can be spiritual master. And to show this example practically, although he was sannyasi and Brahmin, and Ramananda Rai was a Sudra and a Grihastha householder, still he became like a student and inquired Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai felt some hesitation that how can I take the position of a teacher to a sannyasi. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, no, don't hesitate. He stated that either one may be a sannyasi or may be a householder, or one may be a Brahmin or Shudra, it doesn't matter. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can take the place of teacher. So that was his gift. Because in Indian society, it is simply taken that the Brahmins and the sannyasis can be spiritual master. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, anyone can become spiritual master, provided he is conversant to the science. And the summary of the discussion was how to elevate oneself to the highest perfection of love of Godhead. And that love of Godhead was described, existed, super excellently in Radharani. So in the bhava, in the feature of Radharani, and Ramananda Rai, in the feature of Radharani's associates, Lalita, Sukhi, both of them embraced and began to dance in ecstasy. That will be the end of the scene. Both of them began to dance in ecstasy.
Ramananda Rai?
And Chaitanya.
All right. Now, second scene. Is that the end of the first?
Second scene.
Fourth act.
Fourth act. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after finishing his South Indian tour, he came back to Jagannath Puri, his headquarters, and after some days he started for Vrindavan. While he was in Vrindavan, You are embracing the tree as old friend, and the birds were sitting on his hand as if receiving an old friend, because you are Krishna. So after many years they have seen, and that scene, if you can describe how he is traveling in Vrindavan forest, then he took bath in the and several bones and ghats. Ghats means bathing place of Krishna's pastime. And everywhere he felt the ecstasy of Radharani, separation. In this way, he returned from Vrindavan, and when he came down to Prayag, a modern Allahabad, at that time he met Rupa Goswami.
Now you say the trees were old friends because he could remember that he was Krishna. Krishna used to play in these forests. Yeah. Now he met Rupa Goswami
at Prayag.
At Prayag, yes.
And
what is his age? I just want to keep checking on this. His age now. Is he 20? Is he 20 still?
No. He took sannyas at 24.
24.
Is it 25, 26?
A couple of years later. Yeah. All right. Because time is an important factor. You have to keep track of the time. In the play.
Yes. He took, after his sannyas, he took all over India for 6 years only. That means up to 30th year, he took all over India.
Mm.
And from 30th year to 48 years, 18 years, he constantly remained at Jagannath Puri. He used to chant in the temple and meet his visitors, especially during car festival. Very many of Jagannath, from Bengal, about 400, 500 devotees would go and meet him, and they would remain there for 4 months, continually. July, August, September, October, 4 months. And then they would come back. In this way, for 18 years, he passed in Jagannath Puri. So Rupa Goswami, he met Rupa Goswami and taught him about the science of devotion for 10 days. That devotional service, he instructed that the living entities, they are roaming in 8,400,000 species of life. Fortunately, he, by the mercy of Krishna, and he gets one good spiritual master, then he learns about devotional service. So he taught him about the science of devotional service. That is the importance of meeting Rupa Goswami.
Now,
so here the scenery must be mentioned. It is on the bank of Ganges. There is a nice ghat. Just like you have been to Benares? No. You have been Haridwar.
Yes.
You have seen many ghats.
Oh, yes,
place.
Yes. On
there are ghats in Benares,
yes.
At Prayag and all, Vrindavan. That is the specific significance of Indian places of Hinduism.
Yes, they bathe there every day, I noticed.
Yes. So similarly, there is a ghat which is called Dasashrama ghat at Prayag. He instructed about the science of devotion and service.
Yeah.
To Rupa Goswami.
Now, how old is Rupa Goswami? Is he an old man?
He was older now. He was not less than 50 years.
I see. All right. Anything else in the second scene? Fourth act?
That is it. And while he's coming, and then he came back to Benares. And
who?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I thought he stayed in Jagannath. Oh, he's not now.
No, from Jagannath.
He left.
Jagannathpuri, he went to Vrindavan.
Yeah.
From Vrindavan, while coming down again,
yeah.
He first of all came to Prayag.
Yes.
He there, he taught Rupa Goswami.
Yes.
Then, when he still came down, he came to Banaras.
Yes, all right.
At Banaras, he remained for 2 months. More than 2 months, and for 2 months continually, he instructed Sanatana Goswami about devotional service. Mm-hmm. Instruction you will find in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I have written the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
Yes, in that you will find.
The third, now this third scene, meet Sanatana Goswami, and that's in Banaras.
Yes.
And Sanatana is how old, about?
Sanatana was older than Rupa Goswami. He was eldest. He was not then about 65 or 70 years old. He was old man, 37 years old man.
Yes, and the instructions to Sanatana Goswami are in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
All right. Now,
similarly, the fourth thing, the teaching with Prakashananda Saraswati, that is also in there.
Who is this?
Prakashananda Saraswati was Benaras. He was a Mayavadi sannyasi, Shankar Sampradaya.
Mm.
So he used to, these things should be given that he, at Benaras he was also walking all over the streets and roads. Hare Krishna, and thousands men were following him. This news arrived to Prakashananda Saraswati, who was the chief sannyasi there. And some of the devotees told, oh, a very nice sannyasi has come to Banaras. He's chanting Hare Krishna. So Prakashananda Saraswati duplicated, oh, this is a nonsense. A wise sannyasi should chant and dance. He should concentrate his mind in studying Vedanta. He is a fool. This is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is criticized. So one Maharashtrian Brahmin, he was devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that this incident gave us much pain, sir, and if you kindly meet the sannyasi and talk with him about Vedanta Sutra, that is a nice thing. In the meantime, one Brahmin came and invited Lord Chaitanya, that I have invited all the sannyasins of Benaras, but I know you do not meet this Mayavadi sannyasi, but still I have come to invite you if you kindly accept my invitation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this opportunity of meeting Prakashananda Saraswati. He accepted his invitation. And there was a meeting and there was discussion of Vedanta Sutra with Prakashananda Saraswati, and he converted him to be a Vaishnava. That is another incident.
How old is this man?
Prakashananda Saraswati, yes. He was also old man, not than less than 60 years old.
Yes. And what was his role again in the town? What was he?
He was a Mayavadi sannyasi.
Uh-huh.
He accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principle. He offered his respect, he touched his feet, and he also joined. There is no mention that he became officially a Vaishnava, but he accepted the prayers of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sarvam Bhattacharya officially became a Vaishnava. Then Lord Haridas meets
Fifth scene. This is Haridas Thakur?
Haridas Thakur.
At whose death? At Haridas' death?
Yes. Haridas was a very old man. He was Marmalian.
He was the person that was thrown in the river.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he finally met his end here.
Of course, Haridas Thakur has a separate life, but that we are not going to show.
Yes, all right. This particular incident.
Particular incident is significant. that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Brahmin and he was a sannyasi, but according to social custom, he should not touch even a Mohammedan. At this, Hridayanath Thakur was a Mohammedan, and at his death, he took the body himself and danced, and he put him in the graveyard and distributed prasadam. And Hridayanath Thakur had his, for 2-3 days he was feeling not well. Because he was Mohammedan, he did not enter the temple of Jagannath temple. Because the Hindus are very strict. He was devotee, he never mind why he should create some row. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated his behavior, that he did not want to create any, because he has become devotee. For safety, he was not going to the temple. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was daily coming and seeing him. While going to take bath in the sea, he first of all see Haridas. Haridas, what you are doing? Haridas will offer his respect. He will sit and talk for some time. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go to take his bath. In this way, one day when he came, he saw Haridas not feeling very well. Haridas, how is your health? Yes, sir, it is not very easy. After all, his body. Then the third day, he saw that Haridas is going to leave his body today. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, Haridas, what do you desire? Both of them could understand. Haridas said that this is my last stage. If you kindly stand before me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood before him and he left his body.
You mentioned that he was
that after his departure, the body was taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He and other devotees took him to the seaside and dug his graveyard. That graveyard is still in Jagannath Puri. Haridas Thakur Samadhi, tomb. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance. That was a ceremony. Because in a Vaishnava ceremony, everything is with kirtan and dance. So that was the last ceremony of Haridas Thakur.
You mentioned something about Chaitanya dancing with Haridas.
Yes, his body. Chaitanya is a dead body. Haridas is a dead body.
Oh, with his dead body?
Yeah. Dead body.
This is after his death.
After his death.
Chaitanya
was... Haridas was alive, he was dancing. But after the death of Haridas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself took the body and began to dance with Kirtan. That means his funeral ceremony was conducted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He took the body to the seaside and in the graveyard.
Oh, he conducted the
funeral ceremony.
With the kirtan.
Oh, kirtan. Kirtan is always there. And after burial, there was distribution of prasadam and kirtan. Haridas Thakur. So here you have to show some talks with Haridas. How feeling is.
All right, are there any other... Is there any other information about Haridas?
The life history of Haridas is that he was born in a Mohammedan family, somewhere or other. He became a devotee and was chanting 300,000 times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him acharya, the authority of chanting. Therefore, how we glorify him Namacharya Hridas Thakur ki jai. Because he was made the acharya, the authority of chanting Hare Krishna. And then when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Hridas Thakur desired that, my dear Lord, you are going to, you are living in Navadvip, then what is the use of my life? Either you take me or let me die. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, why shall you die? You come with me. So he took him to Jagannath Puri. At Jagannath Puri, because he considered himself born of Mohammedan family, he did not enter. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a place at Kashinath Mitra's house. And there he was chanting, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sending him his prasadam. In that way, he was passing his day, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and see him daily. And one day, he died like this.
All right. That's the end of the fourth act.
Yes.
Now the fifth act.
Mm. And the fifth act.
First scene.
Yes. This is a, in the fifth act, ecstasy. At night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become mad and separation of Krishna. He would dash his head on the floor. Sometimes he would write with his name, and sometimes he would go away. Although the house was locked, he would go away. And sometimes he would be found among the cowsheds of Jagannath Puri. Sometimes he would be seen in the seashore. One day it was so calm that he fell in the ocean, and some fishermen caught him on the net. And as soon as he was in the net, and the fishermen touched Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also began to dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And his brothers, his fellow men thought, oh, he is caught, goes haunted. So, in the meantime, his secretary, Damodar Saro, came to the shore, seashore, and he saw that the fisherman was dancing. Then he could understand that he must have some connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, why this fisherman is dancing and Hare Krishna? Then asked me, what has happened to you? He said, sir, I do not know. I am a fish catcher. Now, this morning I caught one big fish. And as soon as I caught, I am haunted. So I am dancing. So, sir, where is that fish, big fish? Let me see. So he saw in the net Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he told him, yes, I'll chant some mantra, so the ghost will go out. So he made him some saw. All right, now your ghost is over. So he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw. He told, Saudandar, why you have brought me with this side? Oh, I was seeing a rasa dance of Krishna. I was enjoying. In this way, he was always in ecstasy. And in the last days, in the same ecstasy, he entered Jagannath temple and in the Vatkanda. So he was carrying scenes and songs.
Now, an ecstasy here on the seashore. I don't understand. He met this fisherman.
No.
On the seashore?
At night, out of his own accord, he came to the seashore and fell on the sea.
Oh, he threw himself in the ocean.
In the ocean, Bay of Bengal. And the fishermen, they came to catch fish. Saying, this is a fish. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body was in the net.
Oh. I see.
He already dropped himself on the sea.
Well, he was unconscious.
Unconscious.
Uh-huh.
He was rolling in the sea.
And so they brought him out, and some of his friends went to find him.
So not only that, his secretary, because he knew the Chaitanya must have gone somewhere, so while inquiring where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, when he came to the seesaw, he saw that the fisherman was dancing. Then he could understand, he is dancing with Hare Krishna, that means he must have some connection with Chaitanya.
Oh.
Then when he inquired, he told him that I passed this morning a big field, and since then I am dancing, I do not know.
Yeah.
I have got mad, perhaps I have been caught by some ghost, so I do not know.
Yeah.
So, Sarup Damodar, just to pacify him, yes, I am just driving away good. And the ghost, don't worry. Where is that fish? Let me see. Then when he saw that fish was caught in the net, and it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Now the second scene here, this is when Chaitanya on the seashore, this is when he would walk around saying, where is Krishna? Is that right? Where is Krishna? He would...
Yes, he was seen on the seashore within the net after being caught by the fisherman. And when it fell on the sea, that is not seen. You can make a scene that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming, Hare Krishna, and fall down at the sea. Mm-hmm. Then he was caught by the net, by the fisherman.
Now what is the second scene?
This is the second scene I have described, first scene and second scene.
The first scene also.
They are all, next. First, second scene, they are all ecstatic.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now the third scene.
And the third scene is similarly...
He must be around four in his 40s now. He's
yes.
This is in his 40s.
These ecstasies were going on daily from his age 38 to 48 years.
38 to 48. Every day.
No, not 30 years.
30?
30 to 40. 18 years.
18 years.
Sometimes he was chanting, sometimes he was falling, sometimes he was going there. That was his business. All 18 years.
Every day?
Every day. Especially at night. Simply, the whole program was, the whole day would see the visitors, and so many visitors are coming in the evening. He'll chant and dance in the temple. And at night, instead of sleeping, he was doing all this, sometimes falling in the sea, sometimes here, sometimes there. That was it.
I see. Now, this third scene enters
the... Third scene in the same way, one day, when he was 48 years old, he entered the Jagannath temple.
And disappeared.
His friends outside waited and waited, and he never came back.
And they never knew what happened to him. They never found him.
Yes, they knew that he was Krishna. Yes. He had merged into the existence of Jagannath.
He left.
Yes.
Took off. All right. Now, no more. That's the end.
Now you write and I shall make some addition or deletion when you write. This is the synopsis and framework. Now you can proceed.